Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. First off, in Wicklow news, the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, and Minister of State, Jack Chambers, joined National Transport Authority Deputy CEO Hugh Cregan to announce €290 million in funding to local authorities across Ireland to support the rollout of walking and cycling infrastructure in 2024. €8 million is being made available in 2024 towards the delivery of approximately 28 active travel schemes in Wicklow. Here's what the NTA had to say to me.
There's other projects in Greystones, part of the Pathfinder programme, which will allow people to walk and cycle safely from Charlesland up to the town centre. And there's lots of other schemes, including several school schemes around Wicklow in Arklow, Greystones, Kilmacannog, Dunlavin, as part of the Safer Routes to School programme.
The Active Travel Investment Programme for 2024 will fund approximately 800 new and existing active travel projects across the country. The first screenings of the film Dinner 2050, The Future of Food in Ireland are happening around Wicklow in the coming weeks. I caught up with the creator of the film, Tadhg Byrne, ahead of the film's initial release in December. Here's what he said.
I have a film coming out on the 1st of December about the future of food in Ireland, so very fitting to our conversation here. We're looking at everything from the food supply chain in Ireland, so starting with farming through to kind of logistics, imports, exports, and then on to how we process our food, how we will process our food, how we will buy our food. You know, there's all sorts of kind of little crystal ball moments where we're talking about robot chefs and automated restaurants and all this kind of stuff. So it's one to watch out for. It's on the 1st of December. We're still going to be expanding our business across Wicklow and hoping to cater more and more events and put Wicklow food on the menu. Hopefully some of the politicians will watch my movie and kind of get inspiration about how the future of food in Ireland and farming in Ireland could go. But, you know, get that into schools and libraries as well. But my mission is kind of to get into, as a catering company, get into positions of influence where we can put Irish food on the menu. So, like, the more places that we're in, we can kind of sell our idea of, you know, 100% Irish food or, you know, local food, local to the county, local to, you know, if it's a corporate enterprise, let's put a rooftop farm on and grow our own and totally have zero air miles or beehives or whatever it is, you know. Let's start an urban farm in the car park, you know. So that's the kind of thing I'm into, yeah.
So here's where you can catch the film in Wicklow. First off, the Powers Court Distillery on Wednesday the 21st at 6:30 p.m. This is the Wicklow premiere of the film with food and drinks. A guest list applies. There will be a panel discussion with those featured in the film, including Coolattin dairy farmer Tom Burgess and lamb farmer Margaret Hochter. Then it comes to Arklow Library on Saturday the 24th at 11 a.m. with a panel to be confirmed. Then finally it goes to Wicklow Library on Tuesday the 27th at 6 p.m. with a panel discussion featuring local forager Courtney Taylor and renowned local chef Paul Smith. It's also hoped that the film will be shown at food and music festivals across Ireland this summer. People can also arrange a screening in their workplace or local community centre by contacting Tadhg Byrne or Max Barry. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online using the hashtag ourstoprotect and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11 103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Cumasúil na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Love songs on the coast with the Glendalough Lock Hotel. East Coast FM.